לשפוך תבויס כמיים על מה וזה ביום זה נשפירו פעמיים זוכרי ביועסי ושלבו יושבס בירושלויים רוגנתי ועתו עד עד חוק שומויים The next kino is kino ches kino ches is a kino that Klal Yisrael says in desperation they don't know what to do with themselves it starts off ad ad chuk shamayim I want to go up to the heavens ala iti shamayim I want to be mekainen I want to mourn together with shamayim o'or yoim machrivi pa'amayim I'm going to curse the day that I was destroyed twice and it's very interesting the lashon over here in the kino we always refer to the day of Tisha B'Av that it's a day of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. That's the day of Tisha B'Av. Over here, the Kina refers to the day of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not a day of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av is a day Machrivi Pa'amayim that I was destroyed. Klal Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael became one. And when we took away, when the Eivishta took away the Beis HaMikdash from Klal Yisrael, it was a churban to Klal Yisrael. It's a day that Klal Yisrael became Chorev twice. The Kina goes on to say, Avchin Bivchi Lel Midbar. I'm going to remember the Bechi that I cried out in the Midbar. Evchan Olel Milel. I'm going to see the difference between the cry that I cried out in the Midbar and the cry that I'm crying out today. This is referring to the Chazal that says, that the Eivishta said, Atem Bechisem Bechiyah Shel Chinom. You cried out, O Bechiyah of Chinom. Afani Ekfa Lachem Bechiyah L'Dairis. I'm going to give you a day to cry the Dairis in the future. And the Maral explains that what does it mean? Atem Bechisem Bechiyah Shel Chinom. What happened when by the Maisa of the Meraglim? What happened when Klal Yisrael cried? Klal Yisrael cried that they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Zokta Maral, naturally, Eretz Yisrael is part of Klal Yisrael. There's a natural chain, chain hamokim al yeshveha. There's a natural chain that a mokim, the place of a person, the place that belong that the person is brought up in, or the place that a person gets used to, gets a certain chain. Klal Yisrael naturally had a chain for Eretz Yisrael. Naturally, Eretz Yisrael is part of Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael cried in the Midbar that they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, that cry served as a way of distancing, a way of being merachit Klal Yisrael from their natural place, Eretz Yisrael. And that's what it says over here in this kino. Avchin bebchi leil midbar, evchan oleil mileil. Look at the difference of the cry that we cried in the midbar and the cry that we're crying now. The cry that we cried in the midbar that separated us from Eretz Yisrael. The cry that we're crying now is a cry that's trying to reattach ourselves to Eretz Yisrael. We're trying to be mechaber ourselves to Eretz Yisrael and get back that connection that we had originally. In the Kina, it says, it's a pasuk, that if we say, it's a pasuk, Avtairah, Mi yitein roishi mayim. Mi yitein roishi mayim. I once heard a gevaldik akasha from Rav Shmuel Brudny, Zechayna Levracha. What's the Mi yitein roishi mayim? A person says, I would love to cry. Manavshach. If he feels the pain, what's stopping him from crying? And if he doesn't feel the pain, so what's the purpose of him crying? What does it mean? Mi yitein roshi mayim halavai, my head should be full of water, I should be able to cry. And he said that sometimes a tragedy is so great that a person becomes verklempt, a person shuts down, he doesn't know what to do, he becomes numb. And he's so desperate that he cries out, halavai, that I should be in touch, I should be able to express the feelings that I have. Mi yitein roshi mayim. At the end of the kino we say, the Eibishter says, you're asking why this happened to you. Yisrael me'ez bidrochai lehalachu klal Yisrael. From the time that they didn't go in my mitzvahs, azavuni, they left me, va'azavtim, and I left them, ufonai mehem ne'apochu, and I turned my face away from them. Roganti veheilalti, could be this is going on the Eibishter also. I grumbled and I mourned. Umei velibi nishpachu. Echa tifarti merashayisai hishlichu. Klal Yisrael is mourning on this day, and the Eibishter is also mourning on this day. Echa tifarti merashayisai hishlichu.